Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Friday, November 22nd. Those of you following along at home doing your own decodes, and I do recommend doing your own decodes if you have time, because I am not always correct, and I sometimes miss things. You can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including Q posts online, qmap.pub, qanon.pub. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get Q updates, qmap, and Q Alerts, as well as Q Drops, are the Android apps that are available. My theme for this broadcast is, it's time. Alrighty. This thread on Twitter began on Wednesday the 20th, so I'll get you caught up over the last couple of days. Is it a coincidence, I'm just going to start out with a question here, is it a coincidence that Democrats, politicians, are trying to impeach the president over alleged bad behavior with Ukraine when their own corrupt dealings with Ukraine are being exposed? Q has talked a lot about projection. What is projection? Well, it's accusing others of doing what you're doing yourself. All right. This is on the 20th. Q posted, the Clinton Foundation, and in brackets, quid pro quo, internal alarm, also in brackets, how to frame and defend. There's a link to a WikiLeaks Podesta emails, chain of emails that we'll look at here in just a second. Q said, read carefully. Note, Podesta emails were non-public. They were internal. Fact, Ukraine is the single largest Clinton Foundation donor. Is that a coincidence? I don't think it's a coincidence. So if you look at the email chain here, this email chain was started by Jennifer Palmieri. She thought it might be a good idea for Hillary to make a public statement setting the record straight, insisting that she did not engage in quid pro quo as Secretary of State. And then she wrote she could frame it this way, and she's got some talking points here, that they're very proud, or she is very proud of the Clinton Foundation work, that if people donated, people donate to the Clinton Foundation because they want to support good work. If anyone did give money in hopes of influencing something that State Department did, they were foolish because she never did and never would. Secretary of State makes life and death decisions, and those kind of political considerations don't come into play. And then the fourth point was this, at least that way she could have taken off the table any notion that there was quid pro quo, even if some donors may have had bad intentions. So they were just going through these different talking points in this email. Robbie Mook and John Podesta responded with their thoughts here on this. They were wondering if it would be possible to have Hillary do a public speech where she'd only receive one question and nothing more. They were wondering whether it would be a convincing message and also the timing of it, because Bill Clinton was about to give a speech and they wanted to get it in before his speech if possible. So this is all, like I said, in the WikiLeaks Podesta emails. All right. So Democrats in the House are trying to impeach the president on grounds that he requested that Ukraine investigate Joe Biden as a condition of receiving aid. And that's what this impeachment hearing in the House is all about. Now, on my thread, I posted a number of videos. Sean Hannity has been doing some updates. He did a nice timeline of corruption. I'm not going to go into any of this. Number one, it's not terribly relevant. And number two, I don't want to get a copyright strike on my channel. All right, so a couple of things to note. John Solomon did bring out some information. Contrary to the claims of the mainstream media, that the investigation of Burisma Holdings, a company that Hunter Biden worked for, was not under investigation at the time that Joe Biden made his phone calls to the president of Ukraine to fire Viktor Shokin, John Solomon has found out that the investigation into Burisma was heating up. That's why Biden was pushing for the prosecutor to be fired. Again, if you just go back and kind of follow what Hannity has been covering on his nighttime broadcasts, you'll get caught up on all this information. One thing I did want to play is a short video where Lindsey Graham talks specifically about what his interest in the phone calls and the visit that former Vice President Joe Biden had with the former president of Ukraine. Listen to this real quick.
Senator, you have talked about the calls with Biden and Poroshenko, the former president.
Right.
Well, now that we're releasing transcripts,
right.
Any chance we could ever get those?
So here's what I'm asking for. On February the 2nd, the prosecutor raids the president's house of the gas company, right? On February the 4th, he makes a public announcement. Hunter Biden calls the State Department. On the 11th, the 18th, and the 19th of February, Joe Biden calls the president of the Ukraine. About a month later, they fire the prosecutor. This is the same guy that was urged to take action against the gas company president by the American ambassador in 2015. This doesn't add up. What was that phone call about? Why would you want to fire the guy after he prosecuted the person you said was the dirtiest person in all of Ukraine?
Okay. You mentioned to me that you have a letter going out.
Yes, I don't know.
What is the letter about?
I want to know, are there any transcripts or readout of the phone calls between the vice president and the president of the Ukraine in February after the raid on the gas company president's house? After this raid, Hunter Biden kicks...
Okay, so you get the idea. Lindsey Graham has asked Secretary of State Pompeo for recordings and transcripts of Biden's communications with the former Ukrainian president. Okay, that's relevant. As I was watching this on Hannity, Q posted this drop as Graham was talking on Hannity. Chairman Graham, it's time. Senate was the target, Q. Now, I'm not sure if Q was responding to Lindsey Graham's suggesting that we need to find out what Joe Biden's phone calls were about with the Ukrainian president, or if it was about this, because here's the other thing that I wanted to bring in. So Lindsey Graham is head, he's a chair of the Senate Judiciary, and he has said that IG, Department of Justice Inspector General Horowitz, is going to testify before his committee on December 11th. Now let's listen to what Lindsey Graham.
On September 11th, the Inspector General will be before your committee.
December
I'm hoping 11th. We get a number of days and not on a Friday, a dump.
It'll be December the 9th. You'll get the report.
December the 9th. That's locked.
That's locked.
Okay. That's a Monday. You'll be in your chair.
All right. So Horowitz is going to be in front of the Senate Judiciary on the 11th. He says the IG report will be out on the 9th. It could be out sooner. It could be out on the week prior, the 5th or the 6th, I don't know. It is going to be a large report. I am looking forward to Horowitz testifying. Actually, I am going to try to live stream that Senate hearing on Periscope on Twitter, if possible. I think Horowitz appearing in front of the Senate Judiciary and answering questions by the Senate is going to be very, very interesting. I think it'll fill in a lot of blanks for people. So I'm very much looking forward to that hearing. Now, like I said, while Lindsey Graham was talking to Hannity, Q posted this. Chairman Graham, it's time. Senate was a target. Okay. So whenever Q posts something cryptic, and people are scratching their heads, okay, what does that mean? Well, the day after the 2018 elections last year, when people were grumbling and complaining because Republicans lost control of the House, but they picked up a couple of seats in the Senate, Q said Senate was a target. Corcoran, Flake, removed. Two people who were never Trumpers. How do you catch a fish? Mission forward. These people are stupid. Q. How do you catch a fish? Use bait. Trump made it seem as if his goal was to keep the House. That was an unrealistic goal. People spent a lot of time trying to maintain control of the House. The Democrats did. But what Trump was actually trying to do is increase his majority in the Senate, because the investigations that began in the House during the first 2 years of Trump's term would be moved over to the Senate, where the truth would be revealed. So that's what the Senate was a target means. I don't think it means anything more than that. Don't have to read into it. They were actually targeting an increase in majority in the Senate so they could move investigations into the Senate. And now we're going to see some of that happening. All right. And I know a lot of people don't trust Lindsey Graham, and he flip-flops back and forth. But if you go back to the Q drops from April of 2018, just go back and look at the Q drops from April of 2018, you'll find out that that is about the time when I think Lindsey Graham was flipped. He was not cooperating with Trump prior to that time, and afterward, big change. And I think Lindsey was given probably an opportunity to get on the right side of history. I think things are going to go okay in the Senate. Not we're too worried about it. All right. Q dropped a long post yesterday. I broke it up into six parts because it's so long. I'm just going to read through this. And it is about information warfare, controlling the flow of information, controlling the public narrative, controlling public opinion. All right. So Q asks, what happens when 90% of the media is controlled, owned by six corporations? What happens when those same corporations are operated and controlled by a political ideology? What happens when the news is no longer free from bias? What happens when the news is no longer reliable and independent? What happens when the news is no longer trustworthy? What happens when the news simply becomes an extension or arm of a political party? Fact becomes fiction. Fiction becomes fact. When does news become propaganda? Identity creation? What happens when 90% of the media... okay, hang on. I got that. All right, part two. How does the average person who is under constant financial stress by design... Right, so Q is saying that the system that in which we live puts us under stress, overworks us, and keeps us busy, and it's designed that way so that we can't do our own research. All right, what happens when the average person is under that stress? They don't have time to research and discern fact from fiction. Majority of people more prone to believe someone in power sitting behind a big brand news name. Do people, human psyche in brackets, tend to follow the majority or mainstream viewpoint in fear of being isolated and or shunned? Mainstream is used for a reason, in brackets, to dominate trends and opinion. If the majority of people believe X, then X must be valid or true. Why does the mainstream media heads within different organizations always use the same keywords and or catchphrases? Is it coordinated? By who? Outside entity providing instructions? Do they count on the fact that people, human psyche, are more prone to believe something if it is heard over and over again by different trusted sources? Do echo chamber tactics provide validation, credibility to the topic and a point being discussed? Threat to intellectual freedom? Would control over of these institutions and organizations allow for the mass control of a population's viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Read again and digest. Would control over and control of these institutions and organizations allow for the mass control of population's viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Logical thinking. Of course it would. That's what programming is. Why, after the election in 2016, did Democrats and media corporations jumpstart, coordinated, and planned divisive blitz intended to create falsehoods regarding an illegitimate election, character assassination of POTUS through sexism, racism, and every other ism? I remember the week after the election, there was riots protesting in Washington, D.C., all kinds of accusations against Trump, calling him an illegitimate president. If you don't remember that, there was a lot of it in the news right after the election. Why were violent masks, terror organizations such as Antifa, immediately created and funded? Why were these organizations tasked with immediate intimidation and shutdown of any pro-Trump rallies and or events? Why were marches immediately organized to counter and silence pro-Trump rallies and events? Why were marches immediately organized which divided people into sex, gender, race, and other isms? When you control the levers of news dissemination, you control the narrative. Control the narrative equals power. When you are blind, what do you see? They want you divided. divided by religion, divided by sex, divided by political affiliation, divided by class. When you are divided and angry and controlled, you target those who are different from you, not those who are responsible, the people in control. Divided, you are weak. Divided, you, we, pose no threat to their control. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or stable livestock kept sheep in brackets. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink, collective, and you have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. Q. And interesting, Q is talking about information warfare and deliberate coordinated attempts right after the election to impede the president, smear him, and make him seem as if he's an illegitimate president. Attorney General Barr at the Federalist Society last week had these words to say.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance. And they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
All right. Thank you, A.G. Barr. This Twitter account, Majestic12, Q posted a link to a video that they posted. This is a video that's been out on the internet for a while. It went viral. It was created as a demonstration of how the media echo chamber works. I'll give you a little bit of listen to this.
Micah Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about some irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media.
All right, so you get the idea. I notice that when I read the headlines, a lot of news outlets report exact same stories, same headlines, same words, which is why we call them the Mockingbird Media. Q posted a link to that tweet and said information warfare. All right, now, I'm a little cautious about 1 and 2 year deltas. I believe some of them are legit, but they can be overemphasized. I would just point this out. If the Inspector General report on FISA abuse does in fact drop on December 9th, it is going to make for a nice two-year delta. On December 9th of 2017, Q simply posted the word justice. All right. Speaking of information warfare, we know that many FBI officials are under investigation for crimes against the president in this Spygate fiasco. CNN published an article where they seem worried that the investigation by U.S. Attorney Durham and Barr and Horowitz are about to destroy their narrative that Spygate is a debunked conspiracy theory. This is a report from CNN that a former FBI lawyer is under criminal investigation after allegedly altering a document that was used for a FISA application. They were kind of assuming it was again an application to Carter Page, although we don't know that. It could actually be one of the FISA applications, Paul Manafort was also under FISA surveillance, so was General Flynn, so was Papadopoulos. So we don't know who the former FBI lawyer is. We don't know, actually know what FISA application is involved. All right. Our friend Brian Cates, this here is preemptive damage control. The Spygate plotters have now read the sections of Horowitz's report dealing with their actions, and they're leaking information to the media to try to get ahead of the story. So I think that's probably true. All right, Soul Memes was cued for this photo of a bridge overpass in Chicago. Saw this on the way home today, coming home from Chicago during rush hour. Amazing how many people honked. Media is complicit. Treason. Hashtag Q. Word is getting out. Q posted link to that tweet, The Great Awakening. You are the news now. Handle with care. Q. As we become, and look here, something to think about. As the mainstream media becomes less and less trusted, as the truth comes out and as their dishonesty is exposed, people are going to be looking for a reliable source of information. And if that turns out to be us, we are going to have a greater responsibility to handle the information with care, to be honest brokers, to tell the truth, not to exaggerate, and not to certainly not to be deceptive. It's a great responsibility, and we need to take it seriously. Okay. Eyedrop Media was cued for this tweet. Impeachment hearings. Let's see. DeMonte Anna, here you go. Some Q hashtags. A team is Schiff, Dems in the mainstream media. The Q team is We the People. Here's the GIF that was posted. Swamp Drain shooting FISA in a barrel. Schiff's team, lots of shots. Can't put any holes in the barrel. And this is the Q team. All right. Q posted a link to that tweet and said, game over. Q. All right. Yesterday, Wolf Blitzer asked Preet Bharara on CNN about the seriousness of the report that a former FBI attorney is being prosecuted for altering an FBI document used to obtain a surveillance warrant. All right. Preet said it is as serious as it gets. They all seemed a little bit shocked. They look stunned. I don't know if they're just playing dumb, but this has been, if you've been following Q and following, you know, thread makers on Twitter, this has been out for a while. This is not exactly news to a lot of us. And actually, Kim Sachs pointed that out. FBI 302s were modified. We knew this a long time ago. Payne, House of Cards. Here's an old drop from Q from April of 2019. FBI 302s, FISA spy on Flynn, while newly discovered evidence, Barr and Southern District of New York, free Flynn, Q. So we've known about the altered 302s for a long time. I'm looking forward to finding out what Inspector General Horowitz has to say about that in the report and in his testimony before the Senate Judiciary. All right. As is often the case, news unlocks the full meaning of past posts. So Q posted a link to Kim's status. News unlocks. You have more than you know, Q. All right, we got some housekeeping to take care of here. Code Monkey Ron on Twitter posted this tweet. There's a scheduled SALT rotation for this coming Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is a routine procedure. When it happens, bands that are on the board are reset, post histories start fresh, and secure trip codes change. Q posted a link to Code Monkey's tweet and wrote, Code Monkey, platform is not fully functional or stable. Picture uploads are not secure and functional. Suggest the update be delayed to prevent identity recheck regarding trip update failure until the platform is stabilized. So Q is suggesting to CodeMonkey that he wait to do the SALT update until the platform is stable. CodeMonkey responded, And some of the apps and sites that aggregate Q posts did not pick this up. This is why I'm going right to the board and picking up these posts. Actually, not going to be able to enlarge it. Well, actually, maybe I can here. Hang on a sec. Make this a little bit larger. Okay. So CodeMonkey wrote, images that are served via Tor broke yesterday. We're checking why and should have it fixed up soon. By the way, these are just all the problems that they're having right now with 8kun, and CodeMonkey is explaining his proposed fixes. So images are having issues. They're going to fix that. Caching is still buggy, and likewise, we should have that fixed up soon. I'll do my best to have these things fixed before the end of the weekend. It's an easy way to verify yourself after upcoming salt rotation is number one. And this is, CodeMonkey has been asking Q repeatedly, when are we going to migrate Patriots Fight over to 8kun from 8chan? So CodeMonkey says, number one, migrate Patriots Fight before the rotation. Two, post with the current trip code on Patriots Fight. Three, after the salt rotation, post with the new trip code on Patriots Fight. Four, Q Research board owner adds your updated trip code to the Q Research whitelist. Okay, that's CodeMonkey's proposal for maintaining Q's credentials and identity during the salt rotation. Let me know if you want to migrate Patriots Fight. Login credentials will be the same as back in August before the board went down. And you can log in via this URL or via the ClearNet URL. There's one for the Tor and one for ClearNet. The salt rotation is an important maintenance task and will help improve overall site stability. Our current tasks to get back to full stability are zero, salt rotation, one, fix quality of life bugs, caching and images, etc. Two, launch Project Odin to checkmate against deplatforming. CodeMonkey has been saying that he's hoping to launch Project Odin this weekend. Three, finish board migration. Four, migrate to a new ISP currently being set up, will improve site access, speeds, and stability. Five, bring back board creation with simple vetting process. Six, install a new CAPTCHA system that we're building. And seven, extinguish fires that pop up. Okay, that is a list of problems that they're currently having and CodeMonkey's list of proposed solutions. Now, late last night, Q responded to CodeMonkey and said, Patriots Fight was taken down, cleared of content just prior to the platform termination for a specific reason. So back in August, before 8chan went offline, Q removed all the content from Patriots Fight. Patriots Fight is Q's private board. It's a read-only board. It's a board that anons do not respond on. So Q took that board down for a specific reason. Then he went on to say, National Security Charter prevents the use of keys to establish identities via public utility or domain, non-reg, that's non-registered or non-regulation, but formation of a clean, this would be a read-only board like Patriots Fight is possible to lock in trips, issues with safeguards, Q. So, my understanding from that is that Q is proposing a new read-only board like Patriots Fight, could use the same name, could change the name. I don't know what exactly is going to go on, but Q is okay with CodeMonkey's proposed changes. I don't know. I haven't found out yet if they're going to create a new Patriots Fight board before or after the salt rotation, or even if they're going to create one. It sounds like they will, but for those who are curious about this whole Patriots Fight thing, they have a brief explanation. So Q has been posting on two boards for the last year at least. One is Q Research. That is a board where anons can go on and they can comment back and forth with Q. The second board is Patriots Fight. It's a read-only board. Q is the only one who has access to it. He posts information that is of general interest. And that's, Patriots Fight is actually the second read-only board that Q has had. All of the posts on both boards, on Q Research and on Patriots Fight, they're all aggregated and pulled to the same websites. The only way that you would know A post is from Patriots Fight versus Q Research is by the number, the post number that shows up. So posts on 8chan or 8kun from Q Research have a 7-digit number. And when Q was posting on Patriots Fight, those post numbers were a 2 or 3-digit number. That's the only way that you would know that they were different. Other than if you go to some websites, you'll see there's a green bar. That's a Patriots Fight post versus a yellow bar on the left, which is a Q Research post. So this may be of interest to some people. It may be boring as heck to other people, but people have been wondering what the deal is with Patriots Fight. It looks like Q has nuked that board, taken down all the posts prior to 8chan going offline. Looks like we'll get another iteration of Patriots Fight at some point. Something to look forward to. All right. This morning, BBC reports that a popular email encryption program was found to have vulnerabilities, making it easy to intercept emails that could be decrypted and read. Q posted a link to that article. Publicly known, think non-public access granted, Q. So people in the public sort of knew about this. What was not known to the public is that this is actually probably a vulnerability that was created to grant access to certain people to read emails. And you can make your guesses on who that might be. All right. Senator Marsha Blackburn posted an interesting tweet this morning. Vindictive Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who has been testifying at the Schiff hearing, she says Vindictive Vindman is the whistleblower's handler. Wonder how she figured that out. Q posted a link to the tweet. Coordinated and planned spy inserts. Puppets have masters. Senate was a target, Q. So, yeah, Q had posted in February that there was going to be another investigation. This whole thing was coordinated and planned. I'm sure Adam Schiff and his pals worked this all out, had their people involved, laid out a strategy and a game plan to make this come about. And there are a number of spies who were inserted into the Trump campaign and then later into the Trump cabinet. And I would ask you to do one thing. Keep praying that moles and traitors in the Trump administration would be exposed and brought to justice, because I think there are a lot more of them. Senate was a target. So a lot of this information is going to come out when the Senate gets a chance to move some investigations forward. And again, Q's post, Chairman Graham, it's time, Senate was a target. This is from 2 days ago. And that is all. That gets us caught up to Q. Again, keep Denise and I in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Thank you for listening. If at some point in the future you cannot find my videos on YouTube, if my account gets suspended or for whatever reason my videos are taken down, you can always find my videos on my website, prayingmedic.com. Love you all. Take care. I'll catch you on the next broadcast.